by Tyler Wall. Wall, that'll be his third. And team foul number 10, so the double bonus for Arizona. Borovichinen, 6'9", sophomore. Mentioned the international flavor. Tommy Lloyd, you know, an assistant for more than two decades at Gonzaga, and that's a big part of that program, right, Brian? And that philosophy has shifted over to Tucson. First free throw, no good.
Yeah, one hand 100% has shifted, and I think you look at the game in general, the reason European players have so much success when they come over here is obviously the AU world is part of American basketball. Europe, these guys are learning how to play the game. There's a reason that this team was fifth in the nation assists. The ball moves.
Yeah, it really does. They're something else to watch. Second free throw was good. Here's Wall. Hands off to Klesma. He'll try a three straight on. Too long, no good. Rebound tipped and run down by Blackwell, but ran out of real estate. Stepped on the sideline. 3:12 to play. 90-62 Arizona. And the Wildcats average about 93.5 points per game. Conrad Martinez just put freshman from Spain on the floor now for Arizona. It's against Chucky Hepburn in the backcourt. Martinez brings it across. He's it for K.J. Lewis off the Krivas screen. Whips the left side. Morauskas trying a three, and it rattles in. He came in 7 for 11 from distance, and it's now 93-62 Arizona. With 2:50 to play. Blackwell right back at you. Hits a three on the right side. Third three for Blackwell today. 93-65 Arizona. 2 minutes and 40 seconds remaining. Martinez on the dribble. Moves off to K.J. Lewis. To Morauskas. Baseline left. Up against Wall. Throws it up. No. Tip. No. Rebound. Borovichinen and whistle. I thought they got a tie-up, but they're going to call a foul here, it looks like, against Wisconsin. And it's going to be on Tyler Wall. And that's going to wrap it up for Tyler. That's his fifth foul. He'll finish with 8 points and 5 rebounds. He's DQ'd with 2:25 remaining. Nolan Winter will come in for Stephen Crow. McGee checks in for Hepburn. Carter Gilmore back in the lineup for the Badgers as well. Philip Borovichinen at the foul line, and he's good with the first free throw. Closing in on 100. It's been a minute since the team has hit triple digits against Wisconsin. Second free throw is good. And they get 95-65 Arizona with 2:25 remaining. John Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin. Going to Gilmore, feeds Max Klesman. Off the left wing, Klesman in the lane, hanging, runs it out to Blackwell, tries a three right of the circle, good. John Blackwell with three more. 95-68 Arizona with 2:05 remaining. Martinez throwing to Lewis, popped it back to Martinez, high on the left. McGee trying to get into him. Morauskas hands off to Lewis with a minute 55 remaining. Now Krivas. Off to Lewis, guns it inside, caught by Martinez, layup good. 97-68 Arizona. Wildcats have been in triple digits three times this season. With the ball is Klesman, slips it to Gilmore, left of the lane. Gilmore against Krivas. Carter kills the dribble, throws to Klesman on the left side. Borovichinen with the closeout, minute 28 remaining. Now Winter takes the three, throws it to Max, takes the three, left of the circle, back rim no good. Rebound battled for, Gilmore runs it down, he gets trapped in the left corner, throws it to Blackwell, low on the left, Blackwell against Lewis, muscles it up and in. Oh, this freshman continues to impress. 97-70 Arizona with 105 remaining. Martinez, left wing, takes it off the wing. He'll throw it to Krivas at the top. Hands off to Morauskas. Quick to Borovichinen, high on the right. Borovichinen on the dribble, left of the lane against Klesman. Turns, up right hand, no, rebound, tip. And out of bounds to Wisconsin with 46.9 to play. And now Isaac Lindsay will come in to replace Max Klesman. All Arizona here today, 97-70, the Wildcats. Showing everybody why they are right now the number one team in the country. John Blackwell on the dribble, left side of the front court. High screen, Winter. Blackwell left of the lane, goes through the paint. Now turns it back right to left. Picked up the dribble, flips it to Winter. Fakes the three. Winter, mid post left. Turns it out to Blackwell, tries a three left corner. Rattles out, no good. Borovichin in the rebound, 24 seconds left. Borovichin on the run, in the lane. Get pinballed around a little bit, a foul on the floor. As Blackwell goes to the floor, but it was Blackwell who committed the foul with 19.3 seconds remaining.
And Tommy Lloyd pulls the young fellow over. Hey, we're up by 27. There's no shot clock.
Yeah.
Just get the rebound and bring it out.
They want to get 100. Will Menall is ready to check in for Arizona. So Tommy Lloyd looking to clear his bench. And the first free throw for Borovichin is no good. Rolls off the left side iron. Brad Whiteman will come in, local kid. And in case you're wondering, Will Champion is ready to check in as well. I know people were wondering if the senior Swanee Joyner, Georgia, was going to come
in. They were.
Yeah, just saying. 19.3 seconds to play. 97-70, Arizona. Second free throw is good.
They were wondering that, or was Dylan Anderson going to come in? They didn't know. Who were they, right. going to go with?
Exactly, exactly.
We now know.
Shot clock is dark. 98-70, Arizona. 15 seconds to play. Blackwell, high screen, Nolan Winter. Blackwell on the dribble, throws to Winter. Leaves it for Gilmore, left of the circle, down to 8 seconds. Now Winter, Rogers looking to take the final shot here. Gilmore for three, left of the circle. It is good with 0.2 on the clock. And the inbounds pass to Whiteman, and that will do it as Arizona. Oh, so impressive here this afternoon in front of the home crowd in Tucson. 58% shooting for the game, 12 of 26 from three. All Wildcats as Arizona wins by 25.
And it was. It was all Wildcats. Now, for a while there, Wisconsin found a way to stay together, and then Arizona goes on a 20-2 run. It really could never kind of get back to that. And I think Arizona did a great job of moving that ball as far as, you know, they've done it all year long. You saw good ball movement. Puts any defense in a tough spot. That's where it's at. And then offensively, Wisconsin got away from what they've done. Mm-hmm. They really have. And you're going to have games like that. There's a learning experience ahead of now this team. You're going to have two before you get into Big Ten play.
Get a chance to exhale the day off tomorrow. Then they get ready for next, which will be Thursday at home against Jacksonville State. Before we throw to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Final score this afternoon, Arizona 98, Wisconsin 73. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere?
A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
All Arizona here today. Wildcats came in, outscoring their opponents on average by 31 points. Wildcats win by 25 today, led by as many as 31. 98-73, and Brian, among other things, 26 assists, 9 from Kylan Boswell, one of the best three-point shooters in the country. 10 points, 9 assists for him today. Again, that balance that we talked about with Arizona throughout the course of this young season on pretty full display here again today.
Well, Boswell is going to be key, right? He makes them go. We talked about that early on, right? He's the straw that stirs the drink. And that's exactly what he did. Not just from three, but getting others involved. And then they start to click. And then this team, there's a reason they're number one in the country. When you let them start clicking, watch out. That's what you saw during that 20-2 run.
Yeah, they took control. It looked like we had the makings of quite the game, back and forth. Badgers kind of hanging in. And then the burst. And then that was that. And then they never really looked back. Led big at the half. Led by 17. They win by 25. 98-73. Arizona a winner here today. More of our Wisconsin 49ers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
What happens when you call your insurance company?
If you have water in your basement, press 1.
Most big companies have a recorded message or an app.
If you are in your living room and see sky when you look up, press 2.
But when something bad happens, you just want to talk to a person. On a day like that, that phone line can end up feeling like a lifeline. At a time like that, you want a company like West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best.
If there is a tree in your bedroom, press 3.
Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. Sirius XM is your destination for all things college sports, and we've got you covered. On Big Ten Radio, there is complete coverage of every school in the conference, including live games, plus 24/7 talk and analysis. So cheer along on the Sirius XM app and listen to your favorite team anywhere. And now you can get 3 months of Sirius XM free. Subscribe now. See offer details at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Sports.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Arizona defeats Wisconsin here today, 98-73. I know Greg Gard's not going to look at it this way, but he's not here yet, so we can talk about it, Brian. I think you go into this three-game stretch, and you're thinking, you know, if you get two out of three, like, okay,
yeah, we're good. Absolutely.
You know, the one last week, obviously, against Marquette was huge going into East Lansing. I mean, you wanted to get greedy. You've won two. Coaches don't. They don't look at it in blocks of games saying, okay, three out of four here, five out of six there. But I think from the fans' perspective, I know today was a tough one for them. Arizona showed why it's the best team in the country, at least right now. But two out of three in this stretch, like, all right, you got something going. You got something to build on here moving forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like you said, coaches don't look at it like that. But we did. I thought two out of three. I would have been happy with one out of three if you know, the way it played out. But you know, you get two out of three, you come here, and I do. I just it's not an excuse. But when you play a team that hasn't had a game for 7 days, and you've had three, and they've been top three in the country, and then at Michigan State, like, that wears on you a little bit. And I think that you didn't see that initial push back at times, and it just almost looked a little bit like, I don't want to say fatigue, but just they were trying to grab from it, right?
Right.
And I think it just that played a factor, I think, as well in this game.
And when you're playing a team as athletic, as talented, a team that shares the ball so well, they just play. They're a fun. I mean, but not today, but they're a fun team to watch. Arizona, and if you have little breakdowns, they will expose you.
They're
and that's
make
what
pay.
Happened today. Yep.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Wildcats win it here this afternoon, 98-73. When we continue, we'll check out the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Not all people are the same. And yet, when we visit the doctor, our treatments don't look that different. Why is that? Because we just don't have enough information to do it better. By gathering health data from 1 million people, our country's best researchers will be able to develop treatments that are as unique and complex as we are. With this new information, doctors will have a better understanding of disease so they can innovate the next great breakthroughs in medicine. Learn more at joinallofus.org.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow. You sound just like him.
Then he said,
if it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with snow showers likely. Lows around 25. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High of 32 tomorrow. About an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed, I'm flabbergasted, I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles, those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
.273 coming up next. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Monday. You're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Badger fans looking for holiday fun for the whole family? Get your tickets and join Wisconsin men's basketball at the Kohl Center in December. For more information on Badger men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. Arizona a winner here this afternoon as Brian Blitch and I now join courtside by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, I mean, this first things first, coach. I mean, credit to those guys. They are really good sharing the ball. They really don't seem to have any big weaknesses, do they?
No, and especially when they make threes. You know, I think that was the biggest thing we felt we had to, you know, other than Boswell, you know, numbers and film told you that's what we had to, there was something we're going to have to give up early, and that was it, that they'd proven that they hadn't shot it real well consistently. But obviously when Larson got going, and that makes it so hard because now we're playing one-on-one with Paolo inside, and then you're strung out a little bit more, and then you get, I thought defensively we were not anywhere near where we had been. I thought we were too loose and too spread out at times. And making shots early will do that to you. You know, now you get chasing screens and you get strung out a little bit farther and you're worried about closing out on a throwback, on a ball screen. So, you know, I thought after the first
you know, it was tied 21 all, and we were decent defensively, but then, you know, we make a couple mistakes, there's a couple loose balls, and then the avalanche comes. So I didn't think we defensively drew the line in the sand well enough when we needed to there in that, you know, that back half of the first half.
There's some positives, though, offensive rebounds. You didn't give up. You only give up four of them, and fifth in the country as far as that. I mean, so there were some positives you can take away from that. Just talk about what your thought process on the boards.
Yeah, there was. I mean, there were some things there. I thought John Blackwell did some really good things, you know, and we needed rebounding out of our guards, and him and Chucky both get six or seven, you know, because the bigs were, you know, entangled with those bigs. So we have to have rebounding from the guards, and those guys, those two, I thought John really – you know, continue to take steps and just continue to compete, you know, and did some good things. But, you know, there's a lot to learn from here. You know, we've got a lot of basketball in front of us, and, you know, we'll dissect this tape out and find things that, you know, we did well, and a lot of things that they exposed that'll help us as we go forward.
Been a heck of a stretch here, and you maybe exhale for 24 hours to be ready for next, but you've learned a lot about, and a lot of it has been really, really good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's what my message to the team is. You've seen here over the last 2.5 weeks how good we are. When we stay true, more baseline on some of the ball screen stuff, but that's what good teams do. They bait you into some things, and we need to be better at not taking those, hitting the roller better, attacking the rim more, you know, and they were able to make us pay.
Appreciate your time, Greg.
All right, you bet.
We'll talk to you. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Badgers head coach Greg Gard is Arizona wins it here this afternoon. Butchie and I are back to wrap it up in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with snow showers likely. Lows around 25. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High of 32 tomorrow. About an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Talk about George Harrison coming up later this hour and today's history lesson. First, let's check sports at 6:20 on this Wednesday morning. That would lead us to the Milwaukee Bucks. They were playing last night in Miami. Giannis scored 33 points, Damian Lillard 32, and the Bucks rallied in the fourth quarter to beat the Miami Heat 131-124 on Tuesday night to clinch a home quarterfinal game. Next week in NBA's first ever in-season tournament, the Bucks won their group with a perfect 4-0 record. It means they will host the New York Knicks next Tuesday for a chance to advance to the Final Four in Las Vegas. But this is all embedded inside the regular season where the games continue to go on. So between now and that Knicks tournament game next week, the Bucks will still have games in Chicago tomorrow and at home against Atlanta on Saturday. So, you know, we're doing a couple of different things at once here. So, again, Bucks will be at Chicago tomorrow, 7 o'clock tip-off. And you can hear the Bucks on News from the Center, WRCE in Richland Center, Oshkosh Air Support, Lake Air in Amory, WRJN AM and FM in Racine, and 98Q Country in Park Falls. I've almost got the grasp on this tournament thing, Greg. It appears to be because it's like we're holding like a rehearsal for the playoffs. You know, it's one of those, because how many times have we said, if the season ended today, well, this is their way of going, okay, let's pretend the season ended today. Here are the top eight teams. And now let's have them whittle down to four, whittle down to two. Yeah. I still don't know the incentive for the players, you know, if they get, you know, so much prize money that they divvy up. I'm sure the answer's out there. I just haven't seen it. And how much of it is that, and how much of it is just, you know, bragging rights to get to do this?
I mean, I think that, well, so it was great is that Todd Alba had Luke Mathers on the show yesterday, and he explained it very well. It's just, it's another way of just kind of like making the beginning of the season
fun because a lot of people don't care about the beginning of this season. They think it's, you know, it's not going to get good until later next or later in the season, which is early next year. But yeah, there are definitely incentives. I think it has to do possibly with All-Star maybe appearances. I'm not super, but I will tell you this, it definitely has something to do with this.
Yeah, without a doubt, which again, I've never quite understood because we talk about, oh, all the drama's late in the season. If you miss the playoffs in May, I think it is, if you miss the playoffs by one game, well, a loss in November is the same as a loss in April.
Yeah.
You know, every one of those games is supposed to count, is supposed to matter. But hey, if you need something to, you know, let you know about the stakes, then I guess that's just fine. I know that Dan Schaefer was going to be on one of the programs yesterday. Was he on Ask Goes Wisconsin?
Yeah, he's on. So we have him on every Tuesday at 10:30 for the second half of the first hour.
Okay.
And he was on and he was talking about what you were discussing.
Well, to give it proper proper framing here, again, Dan's story was, I think, week before last. Great story,
yeah.
But he'd also had a vacation planned, and so the story breaks, and then he goes on vacation, and he unplugged pretty nicely from what we can tell on his social media, comes back and sees the way that Wisconsin media is playing up the email story, and he was not happy. He's like, wait, I give you this, and you instead, how did he put it here? Here's one. He had several tweets yesterday. What if one of those Warren Spahn emails revealed something like the governor traveling to a tropical location during a special session? That'd really be something, huh? Another one says, we're still paying for the assembly speaker's legal battles over public records relating to the Gableman mess. But yeah, Warren Spahn, sure, that's the story.
Yeah.
Well done, Dan.
If you go back and as we say, you can listen to all these episodes as a podcast. Listen to the first hour of Ask Goes Wisconsin from yesterday, the 28th of November. Dan does not hold his frustration back. He is very upset about this because it's a major story. It's at least a major story to look into with regard to Robin Voss. I mean, yeah, I mean, as soon as I saw the people reporting the Warren Spahn email, I'm like, this is not going to be a thing. This is not going to be a thing because they're too excited about it, and major news didn't break it first.
Yeah.
So I'm like, so Dan's frustration, very warranted in my opinion.
And again, to me, it kind of holds this, in my mind, it is a double standard. And I don't throw that around loosely, but we've almost come to expect in media circles that Republicans behave badly. That Republicans, you know, will do things like, you know, weasel out of a special session to go to a conference. But if a Democrat were to do something even remotely, you know, close to that, it would be a major hullabaloo. Hullabaloo, another old man word. Write that one down, Greg. Let's move on. Bidenomics. I got a quick question for you. Are you aware that the price of gas has fallen for 60 straight days in the country on average? I didn't, because that's definitely not what we're seeing around here. We're seeing strange volatility. I mean, it's $2.99 one day and it's, you know, $3.29, you know, the next day, and then it shrinks back down to $3.09. But if you look at the average price of gas nationwide, it's now fallen for 61 straight days. It's now at $3.25 a gallon, according to AAA. It's down 5 cents from a week ago. It's down 26 cents from a month ago. Average gas prices have fallen every day since the peak on September 18th, according to data from AAA. To that end, the president, Joe Biden, is going to be in Colorado today. He'll be talking up Bidenomics. He'll be talking up what's happening in Colorado at a wind tower manufacturer in Pueblo that recently announced an expansion that the White House said was a direct result of investments made by the Inflation Reduction Act. That's a signature part of his economic agenda as manufacturing jobs continue to ramp up across the country. And where he again continues to try to make the case that there's this disconnect between what people are hearing from media reports who love to amplify people's frustrations versus the actual data on wages and prices and things like that. We have learned recently just how close former Vice President Mike Pence was to actually skipping the January 6th joint session of Congress, the one that was interrupted by that, you know, insurrection where people wanted to hang Mike Pence, that he had actually been thinking about skipping it. And it was Pence's own son, a Marine, who had to remind his dad that he vowed to take an oath to uphold the Constitution as he did, as a Marine. And that's what finally made Mike Pence say, yep, he could do it. But apparently, Iowa Senator Grassley, he was all set. Chuck Grassley, he was all set to preside over this Senate case, counting the electoral votes. And what might have happened had Chuck Grassley been there? Had he recognized the fake elector ballots from Wisconsin, Michigan, and other states? It raises a lot of questions about what Chuck Grassley knew and what other members of Congress might have been part of a plot to steal the 2020 election. We'll pause here. And we'll have this week's Climate Check with Melissa Baldoff next. You're up north.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The morning show on WFHR, it's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power, our veterans.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive. But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with snow showers likely. Lows around 25. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High of 32 tomorrow. About an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with snow showers likely. Lows around 25. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. High of 32 tomorrow. About an inch of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
We're going to talk with journalist Zoe Sullivan in just a moment here and get into the whole notion of data centers and water use. Normally at 7:30, you would hear one Kristen Lyerly, and we'd be talking about healthcare or other things that are going on. Kristen is has another commitment for today. Never fear, she will be back with us next week. And in fact, I see even has already left a message on our Facebook page saying, "Good morning, friends. Thank you for having this important discussion." Well, thank you, Kristen, and look forward to talking to you again early next week. We're talking about data centers in part because of what's happening at the old Foxconn site. It's been 6 years after a much hyped development project that never did look like it was going to come to full fruition. And of course, it did not. It has had some limited success, which is fine, but there's still a lot of land that could be put to use. And it's going to be put to use in large part by Microsoft. In fact, village officials in Mount Pleasant approved a new deal on Monday, according to coverage from Wisconsin Public Radio, that would allow Microsoft to purchase more than 1,000 acres that originally had been intended for Foxconn. The project will include at least 4 data centers. Now, these data centers, I mean, we're familiar with them, of course. We're familiar with the cloud, but we sometimes don't appreciate not just how big and important these facilities are, but what it takes to run them. And it was actually Kristen who tipped me off to an episode of a podcast, the title of which was, "Will the Internet Suck Us Dry? Data centers tend to land in places with abundant water and power and taxpayer subsidies." Zoe Sullivan was one of the journalists who worked on it and looked at not just the water usage, not just what a data center is, but also how can we be sure that we're getting full transparency at the local government level so that, you know, people can make the decision for themselves of whether a data center is right for where they are, especially not just at, you know, we're next to an abundant, you know, Lake Michigan. There's a lot of data centers in the desert Southwest that have people rather concerned. So let's bring in Zoe now to talk much more about the topic. Zoe Sullivan joining us from the Madison area. Zoe, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks so much for having me, Pat.
Well, thank you so much for being here. It was a fascinating episode to listen to. And, you know, again, at the risk of having you repeat far too much of it. But let's start with the basics of, you know, what you learned about we know that data centers are important, but we really don't appreciate what it takes to cool one of these babies.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, to be honest, before I started this piece, I had never thought about what it takes to power the internet. And I think part of that is because we refer to so much, you know, like storing things in the cloud. And, you know, that the idea of the cloud gives it this very ethereal sense. And in reality, the cloud is a data center. And these are facilities, I mean, they range in size, but, you know, a data center can use as much energy as 50,000 homes, which is kind of shocking, I think. So, I mean, for me, when I was starting to report on this, just the scale of the resource use that these facilities have was pretty stunning for me.
And that is because of something called evaporative cooling, that rather than running, you know, air conditioning units, you would bring in water, and then you'd work with the difference in air after you've blown some, you know, blown that hot air from the data center, you know, and blown that under onto the water as it flows through. There's various types of systems that are out there. But again, it's that necessity for water and for power that makes these things so important. And so I wonder, again, this is just based on your own experience. You're not speaking at large for the whole country, but do you feel like when companies bring these data center proposals to local governments, are there things that taxpayers should be aware of when weighing these kinds of proposals?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, part of my experience trying to report on the Microsoft facility in Mount Pleasant was really the lack of transparency. And there was a Marketplace Tech podcast earlier this year where a researcher described how companies like Microsoft and Google have said that basically their water use is essentially a trade secret, which makes it extremely difficult for local people to find out how much is actually being used. And there are really two, you know, data centers use water and power, both. In most data centers now, more than 40% of the electricity use actually goes to cooling. And they can either be cooled through water or through air conditioning, basically. So that's where that, you know, that's where those resources come in. But I think, you know, as you were asking, yeah, a huge challenge is, can people just get information? You know, I do reporting for a living, and so I spend time digging into things. Most people don't have that time. You know, they're busy making a living, they're busy taking care of their kids, whatever. And if your elected officials won't disclose what, you know, what the plan is or what the consequences of the plans are, that makes it impossible for people to really understand what the implications of a development are.
I mean, we really are reliant upon and should be more grateful for, you know, local journalists and independent investigative journalists who, you know, like you said, have the time, who know where to start looking for these kinds of resources, especially when you consider, as noted in the Washington Post, that more than 30% of the world's data centers are located in the U.S., and the power required to run all those data centers already accounts for about 2% of the nation's electricity use, 2% of the nation's electricity use. We talk all the time on this program about a changing climate and about the ways that we can essentially run an entire country cleaner. But it is this thirst for knowledge and information that can lead to quite literally a thirst for resources in the area. This is something that is going to have to be, you know, paid attention to by local governments, by other planners, you know, places like that. And I can't imagine this will be the last time that you have to ask some tough questions and really have to struggle to find answers on what water use is going to be for these data centers.
Yeah, water and power. I mean, one of the things that was really stunning to me is learning that data centers globally emit more carbon than the airline industry, just for people to put it in perspective. Because I think in general, people understand that flying has a lot of impact on the environment. Well, guess what? You know, Netflix does too now, apparently, right? Which, I mean, I like my Netflix as much as anybody else. It's not that I want to give that up. But I think we do need to ask ourselves questions about what, you know, what is really important to us? What do we need? What do we want to prioritize? We're seeing, you know, AI being introduced in a lot of ways. Like a lot of people have played with ChatGPT, for example. And, you know, AI is incredibly resource intensive. So, you know, just a ChatGPT conversation, you don't think about how much energy that is consuming, you know, how much energy it takes the computer systems to process that, to produce that chat, and how much water it then takes to cool down those systems. Well, these are things we really need to start thinking about.
On top of that, and this is over and above the water use topic, but as we continue to rely on an information economy and data centers like these, I mean, they're all targets essentially. I mean, it wouldn't take much to cut the power, the water, or otherwise do damage to one of these, and really consider crippling a chunk of the economy, which again just makes it that much more imperative to know from the outset the parameters of any given data center, what it's going to be, what are its redundancies and things like that. I certainly don't see us going backward in terms of our need for information, server space.
Right. And I mean, one thing to also really keep in mind when, thinking about, well, what happens if the power goes out? Well, data centers have backups. You know, they have to in order to keep functioning. Like, that is essential to their business model. And those backups are basically diesel generators. So you really have to also think about, if the grid were to go out, then these centers are now functioning with diesel, which obviously, has a much bigger carbon impact than your regular power grid, even if that power grid isn't necessarily fully green. So, there are lots of levels of considerations. And I really want to thank, I spoke during this, doing this piece, I had the privilege of speaking with a data center manager in Missouri. And he was incredibly generous with his knowledge. And I wouldn't have, I read a lot of research papers, et cetera, but speaking with somebody in the industry was tremendously helpful. And I'm really grateful for that.
In terms of when these proposals come in, we often hear, and you used the phrase earlier, trade secrets, that, there's things we can't share with you. It would appear to me, in your role as a journalist, that there may be things that, a potential company coming into town doesn't share publicly, but certainly can't use that as an excuse not to share with town leaders. Do you feel like they're being on the up and up with local leadership as they come into these kinds of situations?
I'm not part of those conversations. I can't sure. comment on that, Mm-hmm. I can't say anything about that. I will say
it just,
I did find a DNR permit, and it was clear that, water could be used to cool the Mount Pleasant facilities. I think something to consider is, I think many people are aware that the Salt Lake, the Great Salt Lake, is basically drying up, and people are probably less aware that there used to be a massive sea in Central Asia, the Aral Sea, which was bigger than Lake Michigan. And now, because of Soviet mismanagement of, diverting water for agriculture industry, it's a desert. And, we think of Lake Michigan and Lake Superior as enormous, and they are, but we also need to carefully consider how we use that resource.
Yeah, and that's just it. It's all about, whatever information you can have. And I should note as well, you shared a statement that can be, attributed to a Microsoft spokesperson talking about the Mount Pleasant data center, saying that our data center campus investment plans with the Village of Mount Pleasant and Racine County are part of Microsoft's long-term commitment to the local communities in Wisconsin. We look forward to our work there. And that's where I want to emphasize again, this segment is not about casting stones or aspersions, but again, making it known how important it is for local officials to make informed decisions on things like these and learn about, things like water use that may not have occurred to them previously.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Microsoft's president, fun fact, graduated from an Appleton high school. So I suspect that he feels an attachment to the state, like, those of us who live here do, and is, probably trying to bring home some of the business that he is in, which is, I mean, I'm making assumptions, but right. Like that's lovely. But yes, exactly. I think we do need to have more information and to be able to consider things carefully.
The Things That Go Boom podcast episode is called Will the Internet Suck Us Dry? Zoe Sullivan was a part of the episode that I would highly recommend folks go look up. So thank you so much for the introduction to the topic and for getting to meet you. I appreciate it very much.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Have a wonderful day. Thanks so much for being here. When we come back, we'll talk to Luke Mathers about what else is happening across the Civic Media Radio Network. You can learn more about it by heading over to civicmedia.us. And learning more about Up North News by going to upnorthnewswi.com. Back in just a bit. You're up north. I'm dreaming of a street. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature.
Why? Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Right. Here we go. Yeah.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you.
I wasn't sure how we were going to mark Michael Jackson's Thriller album for the Luke Mathers segment until I realized we have our own pretty young thing. So here's PYT.
Oh, wow.
Luke Mathers.
Man, wow. That's the nicest you've ever been introducing me under the air.
Civic media eye candy. Luke Mathers joins us.
Sucking
now.
Up is usually my my realm, but okay, go for
I'm
it.
I'm officially uncomfortable.
Good morning, Pat.
We don't have Dr. Lyerly here to help me with that. She's normally the one throwing out, you know, some kind of a flirty comment, and so I'm just happy to take on.
Pat, we have a call this on the phone right now. That's Civic Media HR is on the phone for you.
That's just what the caller ID popped up as, yep. Greg. Yep. You screened that mightily fast.
Well, you know, hey, I'm a professional at my job.
There we go.
He's really good. If you ever consider handing out raises, Luke, put Greg first in line. If for no other reason than the constant sucking up that he does.
I'm really good. You guys are the best I've ever worked with.
There you go.
How are you, Luke? What brings you to Waukesha on this fine morning?
I'm doing well, you know, just trying to get out working with the Waukesha team this morning. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to be appearing on Up North News Radio with you, Mr. Kreitlow, and I could be in studio with Greg here in the Shaw Studios. So WAUK, that's where I'm broadcasting from this morning, and we're having some fun.
Do you know what we need, though, for your next project?
What's that?
And talk about airing internal dirty laundry.
Yeah, I'm taking notes down, please, to let me know what I need to add to my to-do list.
Because you're so bored down there, you have nothing to do, right?
Yep,
here,
exactly.
Let me add one more. Well, tomorrow I'll be down in Madison for a function, and normally I would come down, you know, late Thursday, and I would do the Friday morning show from Madison. But now, of course, we've got a great new local show there, like we do in some of the other Civic Media markets. And I don't know that we don't really have a studio set up yet where you could do a second show from the Madison headquarters. And so I would suggest the office that you and Todd and Terry Bell share seems rather large. I don't suppose you could get the carpenters in there and create a secondary studio just for when I come to town.
For 22 hours from now, let me see what I can do.
Luke,
let me see what I can do.
Let me take this one, Luke. Pat, I triple dog dare you to put that request into engineering. And then just wait for your car to be on fire tomorrow morning.
No.
Well, a secondary studio in the Madison headquarters was always something that we were trying to do. But then I don't know if you all recall, but we had to kind of jump to the State Street headquarters faster than we anticipated. And therefore, there was no time to build that out. I believe it's on the to-do list, like the wish list. But you're not the first person to put it on there, Pat. But I don't know necessarily how high up on the priority list it currently is with the rest of the ongoing expansion we're doing here.
We gotta take care of some of those primary studios before we take care of secondary studios.
I was gonna say poor James Kelly's working down there in that downtown Chippewa Falls studio that isn't still a studio yet. It looks nice, but you know, we still have to wire that baby in. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we got a few things to do. But I
don't know. Well, engineers are complaining baseball that talk with Luke, Greg, and Pat.
The engineers want to make sure that they could celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas with their family and loved ones. We can't just send them everywhere.
I've said before, and
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE broadcast.